Welcome to the Muscle Building Over 40 podcast. Are you ready to, or have you already taken a lifestyle-changing choice? Great, you're not alone. This podcast is here to help you. Remember, age is just a number. And now, here's your host, all the way from London, England, Kevin Redman.
Yeah, hi everyone. It's Kevin again. And this episode, I'm back to just little old me. I hope you liked the interviews in the last episodes, and if you're not listening to them, go back and have a listen. You know, I think they're pretty good. When I was at the Miami Pro Bodybuilding and Fitness Show, it was a good show. It's good people, it's a good effort. I liked. Today's episode is about HIIT. Or for other people, is high intensity interval training. It's a new fad. A lot of people are asking me, well, it's not a fad, but a lot of people have been asking me about it, and a lot of people want to incorporate it in their training. But before we get into that, let me just do a few thank yous. Like I said, thank you for everyone who's made this podcast popular. It's doing well in the ratings and the various places. So if you're on iTunes, can you go on there and have a look at it? It's called Muscle Building Podcast. It's on iTunes. I'm not sure what country you're in, but I'm sure you'll find it if you type in Muscle Building Podcast. And just give me a like. Or go onto my website, which is at www.musclebuildingover40.com. And go onto quite a few pages, because I've installed a comment box there. So if you're a blogger or you want some juice, just go in there, leave a comment on one of the articles which I've got, and if it's a good comment, I would approve it, and I will give you some juice, as they say. But now let me talk about high intensity interval training, HIIT, which would be the last time I'll say high intensity interval training, I have to say. I've got two articles on my website about it, and I will leave the links in the show notes at the end of this podcast. So if you go into the show notes, you'll see the links for these articles. But I'll be speaking about it, because I've tried it, and I enjoy it. But first of all, it's become a popular mode of training in recent years. It's due to three main factors, really. It's short in duration. It's more effective in burning fat. And when compared to other types of cardio workouts, it can relieve the boredom. Because, we all love doing cardio, I'm sure, but it takes a while, And when you're doing 35 minutes or 40 minutes on a bike or a cross trainer or something, you do get pretty bored. But I stick my headphones on so I don't get bored, but I'm sure that you will get bored. I enjoy it. Especially if you're trying to get lean muscle, because that's the main thing of it. You want to burn the muscle. So if you're trying to get a six pack, which a lot of people are, then it's a good thing to do. Before you start it, I should say, because especially this is a bodybuilding site for the over 40s. Before you start it, you should be like pretty fit, or you should be like training at least to give it. And if you're not training, do not try it in short bursts, but do not give it a big go, because you'll end up in hospital. So on that, let me get into it. Right. So the reason why HIIT training is so effective in mainly lean muscle comes down to the makeup of two muscle fibers in your group. You've got the fast twitch and you've got the slow twitch. Slow twitch fibers are more compatible with bouts of activity such as long, steady cardio, whereas fast twitch fibers are more suitable for short, intensive bouts of exercise, such as weightlifting or sprinting. So when you train for long, moderate carbs or intense, short and speedy bursts of HIIT cardio, your muscle tissues have an appropriate propensity to take on the appropriate properties. A rather extreme but relevant example is to look to the physics of 100 meters. If you look at a 100 meter runner, or you look at a 10,000 meters runners, you see that their physics are different, and the makeups of the muscle tissue. Sprinters carry out vast amounts of sprint drills, which is HIIT training, and maintain lean muscular physiques and ripped six packs. So, you know, if you're looking to get a strengthened physique, that's the sort of thing you should be doing. A sprinter's muscle is composed of fast twitch muscles, while the longer distance runners is composed of slow twitch muscles, which can carry their bodies over long distances. So, to break it down, basically, if you want the physique of a sprinter, you should be doing the HIIT training, because it builds up that sort of tissue. If you're a runner, then you should be doing something else, because it won't give you the same effect. Like I said, I've got two articles on my website about more about it, you know, because when I'm speaking, when I'm talking about it, it's hard to take it in. But if you're reading about it on the website, you'll understand a bit better. So, some of the benefits you get is, like I said, HIIT is very intense. So, you know, even though it's a short duration, you know, if you do it properly, you'll get the same thing you get in 50 minutes, you get an hour doing something else. You shouldn't just stick to one sort of thing. You should try a mixture of HIIT training. I won't tell you on this podcast, you know, exactly what you should be trying. But like I said, if you go to a website, I've got two articles on there. And it give you a bit more information about what you should be trying and how you should be trying it. And what sort of thing, you know, what results you're looking for. So just to finish it off, I'll just give you a quick rundown of what I was talking about. And obviously, you probably need to go and listen to this again, because I talk a bit fast when I'm into a subject. So, but basically, if you're doing a HIIT workout, you should warm up thoroughly with a moderate jog for like 5 minutes. Then you should sprint for like 15 to 20 seconds, followed by a 2 minute recovery. So like a walk or a slow jog, you know. Then you should perform between six and ten of these intervals. So you should be doing like, so your HIIT training should be between 6 and 10, because whatever you decide to do on the HIIT training, you should do 10 of them, between 6 and 10 of them. And then you should have a cool down of, you know, to cool down, you should have a 2 minute walk and stretch all the major muscles. So that would be the first one I would suggest you do. If you're, obviously, it depends on your fitness level. I'm not going to say to everyone it would be the same, but if, obviously, if you're just starting, then you should tailor it to what you're doing. But if you're fit, then you should try and follow what I've just said. I'm not going to say too much more about this, but as I've just said once more, is that it's all on my website, which is at, you know, www.musclebuildingover40.com. And if you go into the training plans, you'll see I've got two articles in there about the training, which will be probably better than listening to me ramble on. So I'd just like to finish on here, and next time I'll hopefully have some interviews, because I know me going on is a bit tiresome. So hopefully I'll have some interviews, and I'll talk a bit more about the Olympics, which is not too far away from. Well, it's not too far now. It's only about 80 days, isn't it? And it's 5 miles from where I live. And I'm trying to get into it, but at this moment in time, it's all I see is them putting aircrafts on top of buildings and talking about the terrorist threat. But anyway, I'm sure that as you get nearer to the day, I will get more into it, and I'll enjoy it. Like I said, I'm hopefully going to go to the weightlifting part of it. I've not got my tickets yet, but I've heard it's not sold out. So I'll be going to the weightlifting, and I will talk about it on future podcasts, and I will put pictures on there. So just like to thank everybody, like again, for making this podcast popular. Well, it's not popular yet, but it's getting there. And remember, if you any site you want, if you're on your iTunes, or if you listen to this on iTunes, if wherever you listen to this, just give me a like, go into my website, and just give me a like, because it always helps, and leave a comment on the comment boxes, because I've got comment boxes on various subjects. So just go in there, leave a comment, and I'll get back to you. So like I said, I'll just leave in now, and whatever you're doing, I hope you're having a good time, and I hope You're fine, and remember, age is just a number. Bye for now.